It's the Giants and Rams on Sunday at MetLife Stadium, and it's time for this week's edition of Extra Point, driven by the Hess Toy Truck. Kimberly Jones of NFL Network joins us here this week. And Kimberly, a little adversity here for the Giants with Janoris Jenkins being suspended for the game. How do they work around this?
Well, it's hard to work around losing your top cornerback, but they've got to find a way, Howard, and that's something this team hasn't done. To me, that's the most disappointing part of this team and this defense. They can't find a way. They have to do it without Jack Rabbit.
They're going to do it without Jack Rabbit. They don't have a real choice because he's not going to be here. So what they're going to do is they're going to ask Eli Apple to step up. They're going to ask, you know, Rodgers to step up a little bit more. Someone's going to have to pick it up. But the best thing they could pick it up is the pass rush. If they can get to the quarterback, you know, press the receivers, don't give them time to get up the field, it may not be as bad as everyone thinks.
You know, it's interesting, too, because DRC has four career interceptions against the Rams. He's talked about how he wants to play on the outside. He's going to get an opportunity this week, right?
He gets that wish, and Landon Collins gets to try to recreate his magic from London against the Rams last season. Yeah. So we'll see what they can do interception-wise.
All right, how badly does this team need Sterling Shepard back in the lineup?
Oh, well, I mean, he's Jerry Rice on this team, right? I mean, they need him. Sterling Shepard is the most accomplished, the best, the shiftiest, the most reliable target Eli has right now, and I'd probably put Evan Engram second. They need Shep.
Well, you know what? I've been watching games. I'm watching Eli pat the ball and pat the ball and pat the ball. The receivers can't get out of the breaks. They're looking at the DBs. You need Shepard because if you don't have him, you know, the problem's going to be is that the Rams know that they need Shepard, so they're going to be focused on it.
This is the NFL, though, and they're coming off a bye week. You got to adjust.
Speaking of adjusting, Paul Perkins is back and healthier. Does it change how they use the running backs here?
For me, it would not. Paul Perkins just never recaptured. That Week 17 game for him a year ago, you know, we've not seen that Paul Perkins. And then I know he had the rib injury and he's been injured. Darkwa, to me, is better. I like Wayne Gallman.
Yeah, and you know what? Perkins has a good chance of getting back in. You don't really lose your space from, you know, from getting injured. But Darkwa's playing great. Darkwa's running the ball. He's hitting the holes better. He's more, you know, determined and direct when he's running the ball. Yes. Perkins has got to be watching some tape and thinking to myself, if I get in practice, I got to show something instantly just to prove that I need to be on the field.
1.9 yards a carry for Paul Perkins.
That's not going to cut it. I mean, the Giants only have three runs this year of over 20 yards, and Darkwa has all of them, a 47-yarder, a 23-yard touchdown, and a 20-yarder. All right, so Weston Richburg's been out, and Brett Jones has done a pretty good job. Mm-hmm. Can they sustain any more losses along this O-line?
For instance, to Justin Pugh or someone like that. Yeah, a week when Aaron Donald comes to town, you can't lose anyone from the O-line.
They need everybody out there. But, you know, here's the thing. Jones did such a great job that I'd be, you know, kind of like trying to keep him in the game a little bit, let Weston take another little break, let him see what's going on. If you put Weston back in and take Jones out, then all of a sudden you start shuffling the line again. I know you had an extra week of practice, but I hate shuffling these guys around. You got to go with some guys that you got.
Kimberly, you covered the NFL for a long time, and you were also a beat reporter in the NFL. Can you block out the first seven coming off a bye and just look at it as a nine-game season?
Well, you get the feeling that's how these Giants will ultimately be judged, right, if they can do just that. It's not easy. I have found that athletes, competitors, and Howard, you would speak to this, they can put stuff behind them more easily than the media. We like to dredge everything up week after week after week. Maybe you've noticed. But players, generally speaking, move on. That's going to be the key, though, now.
I think it's more than the players moving on. I think Coach McAdoo has to find a way to be a different kind of a coach. You're coaching a team last year where you get all these wins against maybe not the best quarterbacks at the time, but you get all these wins. Now you got to find a way to reinvent yourself in the last nine games, and that will help his team.
It's going to be interesting to see. Yeah. Kimberly, we appreciate a couple minutes.
You're welcome.